This is Learn Paid Media. I'm your host, Nick Bannock. And this is going to be the Learn Paid Media podcast where you can learn all aspects of paid media. And when I talk about paid media, what I'm talking about is Google ads, Facebook ads, Bing ads, Pinterest ads, advertising on YouTube, basically anywhere that you can buy ad space online. This includes programmatic display, CPM channels, pay-per-click channels, pretty much includes all of them, and that's where my experience is. I've worked in direct response most of my career, but I've also managed some CPG clients and things outside of direct response. But for the most part, I focus on lead generation and e-commerce, direct response across B2B and B2C verticals. And my experience goes back about 8 years working at three different agencies. So I worked at a small agency and then a large agency and then kind of more of a small to medium size agency. And then I decided to go off on my own, and now I just manage my own clients. And I want to be very clear, I'm in it every day. So I manage my own clients, managing all of their paid media, Google ads, Facebook ads, Pinterest ads, like I said, across a bunch of different channels. And I want to cover all of those in this podcast. I don't want to just focus on, you know, just paid search or just, you know, display or just YouTube or just Facebook ads or anything like that on this podcast. I want to focus on all aspects of paid media to help all of you develop your careers in the space. And this is something that I have a real passion for that I've been missing since I haven't worked at an agency for a while. So when I was agency side, I used to train people on paid media and teach them all of these different channels. I used to learn new channels and then teach them to my teams. And it's definitely something that has left a little bit of a void. I have a few clients now where I actually do consulting and I work with their in-house teams to help train them. But I mostly am just managing clients. And so I thought I would start Learn Paid Media podcast to help people develop in the space. So we'll go through all aspects, beginner topics, advanced topics. We'll cover all kinds of different things when it comes to developing your skills, strategies, how to test, other resources that you can learn from. And it'll also focus on things that will develop you just in your career overall. So this can come down to things like communication and reporting and mentoring and training and being able to take that to your teams. Because one thing about paid media that I found is that some of the people that are really good at the skills of how to get good results in paid media don't necessarily have the skills on how to communicate that to their clients or to their teams and how to collaborate effectively. And that's something that I want to be able to bring to the table here as well. But first and foremost, we are going to cover the paid media channels and how to work within those. And I do want to give some background on myself just so you know where I'm coming from. Like I said, I have over 8 years experience, worked across agencies, trained a lot of different people. But also, my journey in the space was a lot of self-teaching and then a lot of trying to learn from the resources that were available. So when I first was getting into the space, there wasn't a whole lot of podcasts to really listen to. There was mostly just blogs to read and some YouTube videos to watch. And and I get asked all the time, how should I learn paid media? And it's always a tough one to answer, because a lot of what I believe in learning paid media is that you kind of need almost an apprenticeship style where you can work with people who are good at it that can kind of teach you along the way, and you kind of can get in there, manage some campaigns, ask questions as you go, and have that resource, which I didn't have a lot of in the beginning. So a lot of it was just figuring it out. Now, I eventually did work at a larger agency where I got some great advice from different people, and then I continued to just kind of develop on my own, taking things that I learned from the channels themselves or from Google reps and Facebook reps and things, and then also applying my own strategies. And, you know, a lot of the strategies that I tested didn't really work that well, or they worked for a while, but then they started to fail. And people are still sometimes teaching these strategies that worked 5 years ago, but they're useless now. The channels have developed and they're going to leave some of these people behind. And I'm concerned about some of the information that's out there right now and where people are learning from. And I get asked all the time in online communities about this and what my opinion is. And I find that sometimes people are saying, hey, this is one great article that can teach you how to do this. This is what I'm doing. And I'll read it and just sort of cringe a little bit because I'm like, oh man, like that's stuff that, you know, I tested 4 years ago that maybe worked back then, but the channels have changed so much that it's really not a winning strategy anymore. And you could get much better results with much less effort adapted. So a lot of what paid media is about is adapting and moving quickly. Things are changing all the time in the space. The platforms are changing. I mean, if you manage Facebook ads at all, you understand this. Things change like every few weeks. There's a new ad format, a new placement, whatever, a new bid strategy. I mean, things are changing so much. There was times where I used bid management platforms and I actually used third-party tools to manage Google ads, Bing ads, Facebook ads, Yahoo, Gemini, all these other channels. And those I kind of stopped using altogether. Now I work directly within the channels. So we're going to talk about that on the podcast as well. But I will also be answering questions as we go. So if any questions do come up, go to the website, which is learnpaidmedia.com. Ask a question there. I'm still developing the site and whatnot. It doesn't look that great right now because I just kind of put a basic one up there just to kind of hold us over as I'm working through the podcast. And I'm going to be mostly focused on the content of the podcast. And then we will, you know, adapt and evolve from there. But right now, again, I'm going to be focusing on releasing an episode every week, and we'll see if I increase the frequency, we'll, you know, based on what kind of reception I'm getting, or if it makes sense to release two episodes in a week, I might do that. But for now, I'm going to start with a once a week cadence, and then we'll see what happens. Now, I just want to say, don't get discouraged when you're learning paid media and you're seeing all these conflicting views out there. There's a lot of wankers out there that just want to tell you, this is the best strategy, I'm the fucking best, and whatever, whatever. But the reality is, like, there's a lot of egos in the space, and it doesn't get anybody anywhere. There's a lot of people trying to be the next, like, fucking thought leader. I don't know where it's coming from. Everybody wants to be a fucking thought leader these days. But you have to earn it in paid media. This isn't a path where you're going to be an expert in 6 months. You're going to think that you're getting really good really quickly, and you probably are, but there's a lot to learn. I remember when I was 6 months into it, I thought I was awesome. And then when I was a year into it, I thought I was amazing. But, you know, the reality was I wasn't. Like, I needed to develop so much more, and I needed to be asking more people for advice, and I was young and all that. But you will eventually realize that it takes time to get really good in the space. But if you stick with it, if you test different strategies and you come up with what works best for specific clients, then you're going to be on the winning side. Don't try to apply a one-size-fits-all approach to your clients or to your accounts if you're in-house, because it's not always going to work. Now, if you're in-house, it's a little bit different because you have one business that you're focused on. Maybe there is a specific strategy that works best for that you've kind of honed in on, but you're still going to have to adapt. You're still going to have to change with the times with Facebook ads, YouTube, and some of the other channels, some of the stuff that's going on with different social channels, some of the developments of Pinterest ads, things like that. You are still going to have to develop and adapt. But when it comes to how you approach all of your clients, when it comes to how you approach all of your accounts, just keep in mind that sometimes you're going to use manual bidding on an account, and sometimes you're going to use automated bidding. And sometimes it makes more sense to use a specific type of conversion tracking for a specific type of business. Sometimes there's one attribution model that works better than another one. Sometimes you might find that you have a lead generation client with a really long sales cycle, and they tell you, we want to optimize on revenue, but their revenue doesn't come in till 12 months later, and you can't optimize 12 months later. It's difficult. You can do kind of more of a macro analysis on a yearly basis and see where you're at and see, you know, where things came from and everything. But you're not realistically going to be able to automate that bidding. You're going to have to come up with a different system. Maybe you develop a lead scoring model and it kind of scores leads in real time and gives you an estimated value and you optimize that. And these are things that I'm going to cover that I feel like there's not a lot of resources out there covering. How to approach very specific challenges and practical advice on what the best approach is for specific scenarios, or what I think the best approach is. You might have a different opinion, and I would be happy for you to leave comments and to, like, ask questions and challenge me, and I'll address those. but because I'm not going to pretend that I know everything. But what I can tell you is that I've trained people throughout the years, and it's been something that I've really enjoyed. And I know that there's people that have learned from some of these strategies, and they've kind of been people that are like, man, there wasn't a place to learn this online. So I'm hoping that this podcast fills that gap, covers some of the things that are changing, some of the approaches that you can have, and just leaves you with practical things that you can do. I will most likely all produce some tools and resources that will be available in some of the show notes when we're covering topics that are hard to visualize, that are just difficult to just discuss. And I might have some sort of visual aid, whether it's like a Google Sheet or just something that's practical for you to kind of take away. And I will release those accordingly. But anyway, like I said, I'm going to produce episodes on a weekly basis, and I'm going to cover questions that come in. I'm going to cover all types of paid media. I've managed accounts that range from a few hundred bucks a month to $1 million a month in spend across B2B, B2C verticals. So a lot of this is going to focus on the more mid to large size as well. I think there are a lot of resources out there for how to manage really small accounts, and that's great. So what there's not a lot of resources out there for is how to manage accounts that are spending $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $600,000 a month, depending on the industry. And I want to cover that type of information, talk about scale and efficiency and whatnot, because if you try to take some of the approaches that people use to really small businesses and then try to apply those to an account spending $250,000 a month, you're going to be in trouble. And the opposite is true as well. If you're used to managing accounts that spend six figures, seven figures a month, and then you try to take that approach to an account that spends 500 bucks a month, you're going to fuck it up. So this is stuff that I'm going to cover. And I'm excited about this podcast, and I'm excited to work with all of you. So we'll talk soon.